Here First is sponsored by UCS Healthcare, proudly delivering healthcare services across Iowa, specializing in mental health, substance use disorder treatment, and medical care with a special focus on LGBTQIA+ healthcare. More at ucsonline.org.
Today is Tuesday. It's the 7th of December. This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First. I'm Clay Masters. Masks will continue to be required in Iowa courtrooms, and some proceedings may continue to be held via teleconference under orders issued by the Iowa Supreme Court Chief Justice. The requirement order by Chief Justice Susan Christensen yesterday includes all counties and everyone regardless of vaccination status. All 99 Iowa counties are considered by the CDC to be experiencing a high rate of COVID-19 spread. The Iowa Department of Education has released its annual Condition of Education report. IPR's Catherine Wheeler tells us Iowa's public schools had an all-time high number of full-time teachers in the last school year.
Jay Pennington with the Iowa Department of Education says there were a little more than 38,000 public school teachers working in the 2020-2021 school year. And he says that's not exactly surprising from an economic perspective.
There's been intentional legislation that's pumped money into, you know, raising teacher salary, creating teacher leadership roles, and that money isn't going away, right? And even though there was uncertainty, there's still more money. So certainly it was good news to see that sort of all-time high.
The average teacher salary for the 2020-21 school year was up more than $600. Pennington says given the reports on schools struggling to fill teacher and substitute openings this year, the department is interested in seeing the report on this year's numbers.
The University of Iowa has been ordered to pay out nearly $2 million for unfairly discriminating against two Christian student organizations. IPR's Natalie Krebs has those details.
A federal judge ruled in a pair of settlements that the University of Iowa violated the First Amendment rights of two student groups. Business Leaders in Christ and InterVarsity Christian Fellowship were deregistered for requiring leaders to affirm statements of faith. UI said the groups violated its human rights policy for practices such as banning openly gay leaders. But a federal judge ruled in both cases that the university did not apply the policy uniformly to all student groups, unfairly targeting the Christian organizations. UI appealed the ruling, but a federal appeals court upheld it last summer. The state appeal board approved the payout on Monday. The settlement funds will go towards attorneys' fees and damages.
During an online forum yesterday, a few Republicans from the Iowa House questioned why record private fundraising at the University of Iowa and Iowa State University hasn't translated into a tuition freeze. ISU President Wendy Winterstein says tuition would be higher without that record fundraising, since the majority of what's donated is spent on student scholarships and degree programs as well as research. David Baker, a member of the board that governs the three state universities, says the Board of Regents has kept tuition as flat as possible. And the Des Moines City Council has approved funding for a program that looks to settle conflicts in the community before they lead to gun violence. The approach comes from a nonprofit called Cure Violence, which created a model to treat violent crime like a pandemic illness. It includes training outreach to workers to interrupt disputes that could turn into shootings. Council member Josh Mandelbaum says the idea is to stop violence from spreading.
We know that we have gun violence issues in our community. We know that taking a public health and community-based approach can be successful.
The program will be carried out by Creative Visions, a nonprofit founded by State Representative Akeo Abdul-Samad. It will focus on the Drake and Evelyn K. Davis Park neighborhoods in central Des Moines. Cure Violence has said that based on results in other cities, shootings and homicides could be reduced by 30% in those areas in the first year. This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First, which you can find wherever you get podcasts. I'm Clay Masters.
Support for IPR comes from the Healing Room at Upstream Functional Medicine, offering medical spa services that support the body's natural ability to detoxify from environmental challenges. Learn more about the Healing Room at upstreamfm.com.